just think, if Shatner hadn't done Star Trek, he might not have ever sung Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, a podcast that boldly goes where no podcast has gone before. I'm Brady. It's Friday, March 22nd. Today in 1931, the birthday of William Shatner, TV's own Captain Kirk from the original Star Trek series. Although, and this sounds kind of like the start of one of those time-traveling episodes of Star Trek, if just a couple of things had happened differently, William Shatner might not have ended up as Captain Kirk at all. Star Trek premiered in 1966, and its star was a pretty well-known quantity for at least some of its viewers. He'd been in a number of movies and made some memorable appearances on other TV shows, including that episode of The Twilight Zone, where Shatner's character saw a creature on the wing of his airplane. Several years before Star Trek, ABC had cast Shatner as the lead in a planned series called Alexander the Great. It was really popular at that time to set shows and movies in ancient times. This is when you had Spartacus, Cleopatra, The Ten Commandments, Ben-Hur. The list goes on and on. They filmed a pilot, but the show didn't get picked up. Shatner was, in his own words, quote, deeply, deeply, horrendously disappointed. But if it had ended up as a series, it's possible that the original Captain Kirk wouldn't have ever played Captain Kirk because he would have been too busy playing Alexander the Great. And that's not the only way the would-be series almost changed TV history. Shatner's sidekick on Alexander was Adam West, who would of course become TV's first Batman. In fact, once both Batman and Star Trek had found their fan bases, ABC broadcast the Alexander the Great pilot as a TV movie because it had two legit TV stars in it. By the way, West was not deeply, deeply disappointed that the show hadn't happened, unlike his co-star. He called it, quote, one of the worst scripts I have ever read, and it was one of the worst things I've ever done. You can learn more about Alexander the Great starring Captain Kirk and Batman at coolweirdawesome.com. Coming up, we've got some news for all the Ryans of the world. That's right after this. Welcome back. Tomorrow in Chicago, it's St. Ryan's Day. Anyone and everyone named Ryan is invited to come and celebrate being a Ryan. The organizers want to eventually host a Ryan Con and, quote, break the world record for the largest same-name gathering in history. I'm Brady. For whatever reason, Bryans are not invited. Thanks for listening, and come back again next week for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.